There may be an answer to one of life's biggest unknowns. Pique your interest, Kelly.
Oh, sure, absolutely. I'm ready to go.
So, you know, some of life's unknowns, kind of like, you know, UFOs, aliens are on the list, Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, all that stuff. Yeah. So if you believe in Bigfoot, this might actually be something that shocks you, all right?
Okay.
What's your take on Bigfoot?
Bigfoot? Don't think so. I think he's been, you know, there have been, quote, sightings. There have been videos. I don't think are super convincing. I don't know. I'm thinking no.
Yeah, I'm thinking no, too.
Mm-hmm.
But for the rest of you who believe in Bigfoot, apparently there has been some new developments in this whole is Bigfoot real, and comparing it to different animal populations, and the most, I guess, logical explanation is a bear walking on its hind legs, because that's what they actually
do. That's probably the closest. Yeah.
They have.
Is that what they're finally trying to say that is?
They're trying to say that's what it is. If you've ever seen a black bear walk around on its hind legs, it looks oddly human. There is one, like, in New Jersey, I guess, doing it a while back that kind of went viral for it. Now, the only states where this kind of is like scratch your head, Texas and Florida, who get Bigfoot sightings, but there aren't a whole lot of bears in those states. Unlike, you know, the Midwest and the Pacific Northwest, where there are a lot of bears.
Right.
But that's what they're saying. Bigfoot is not a, like, humanoid, hairy humanoid man. But it's just a bear walking on its hind legs.
Well, we should probably play the theme song.
Well,
I like bears.
Yes,
I think
that's it.
Cool. I think about bears in the house, by the pool, when I'm driving, when I'm eating, when I'm walking with a knife, when I'm hiking, when I'm dancing,
making love to my wife.
I mean, that's the bear theme. Right,
so
there
you go. One of life's mysteries unlocked.
So Bigfoot is just a bear walking on his hind legs.
Yeah, so Bigfoot deniers, you finally get your proof. Well, maybe it's not proof.
It's just another theory.
Another theory, right, exactly.
But you still have Loch Ness Monster and Area 51 and the aliens,
right? Oh my
right?
gosh, you still have all that. Yeah, still have all that, for
sweet.
Sure. All right, there you go. Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.7 DJX. Anna is a listener, and she reached out to us because she has a surprise, a little secret that she wants to spring on her husband. So we thought, you know what? We should probably just prank him. Go to old Ben and Kelly style, right? Phone tap, next. Chapel Roan first, 99.7 DJX.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Anna said, hey, Ben and Kelly, I have a secret. My husband Brady and I are going to have our first baby, but I haven't told him yet.
Aww.
I want to surprise him in some way and thought maybe you guys could help me with one of your phone taps. What do you think?
Is this a feel-good phone tap?
I mean, I feel like at the root of it, yes, this is happy news. We're delivering. How fun is that?
All right, Brady, welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, is Brady there?
Is this he?
Oh, that's great. Brady, it's Robert Hassenpepper calling from Logistics Research. I'm wondering if you have a couple minutes for a quick survey.
You're not selling anything, are you?
Nope, not selling anything, I promise.
Okay, I guess so. Let's go.
Okay, wonderful. Can you confirm your age and marital status?
I'm married and I'm 27.
Okay, now, Brady, these statements are about your satisfaction with your living space. So if you could tell me if you disagree, agree, or strongly agree.
All right.
Overall, I'm happy with the amount of space in my home. Disagree, agree, or strongly agree?
I agree.
Okay. If it were necessary, our residence could accommodate an additional permanent residence.
Well, you mean like an extra person living with us?
Yes, I think that's what it means. Disagree, agree, or strongly agree?
So, okay, agree, I guess.
All right. If that extra resident was a family member who would require special care from my partner and me, we could provide that.
Okay. I'm going to be completely honest. I'm not really following this. I mean, are you, you're asking about another person in our house and whether, like, we could care for them. Is that what you're asking?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. I agree, I guess. I mean, well, I probably strongly agree if it was someone from my family and just, I mean, and just agree if it was somebody from hers, right?
All right. What if it was from both?
What do you mean?
Nothing. If that family member lived in my house, I could provide food and shelter. Disagree, agree, or strongly agree?
Strongly agree, I guess.
Okay. If that family member lived in my home, I would be able to nurture them and comfort them when they cried.
That's a weird question. A little bit.
Hmm. I don't know. I'm just reading these statements. So, comfort them when they cry. Agree. Strongly agree. Disagree.
Strongly agree again, I guess.
All right. We're almost done. If a family member arrived to live in our home and did not already have a name, Anna and I would provide that person with a name.
What? Somebody comes to live with us and they don't have a name? Well, I don't know. You kind of lost me there. They're a family member, right? So how can they not have a name?
Okay, Brady. Well, let me read that again. If a family member arrived to live in our home and did not already have a name, Anna and I would help provide that person with a name.
Wait, hold on. So how do you know my wife's name?
Well, maybe this will help, Brady. Let me read it again. Agree or strongly agree. I would welcome a new family member to our home. I could provide food and shelter. I would nurture them and comfort them when they cried. I would help name them. Agree or strongly agree.
Wait, hold on. I mean, you're freaking me out a little bit here.
Hey, Brady. It's not Robert Haas and Pepper. It's actually Ben Davis and Kelly Kay calling from 9970JX. No, and Anna asked us to call you with some big news.
Are you kidding me right now? Is this what I think it is?
Brady, you're going to be a dad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, congratulations, Brady.
Are you kidding me? Really?
No. Yes. Go call your wife. Go call your wife.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, I'm going to go do that right now. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. I've never ugly cried happy tears during a phone tap in the history of this show. That is so amazing. Oh, my gosh. You're so happy.
Oh, that is. And thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of that special news. So.
Oh, that was huge.
Yeah. Christy tweets us, a phone tap making me cry was not on my bingo card for the day.
Yeah, no, me neither. Not at all. Oh, my gosh.
All right, there you go. That is your phone tap. And congratulations!
Oh, that's awesome.
On 99.7 DJX.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show.
Love that. All right, on the way, it's a Setting the Bar story, and it's something that we here at the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show have also been guilty of coming up. Setting the Bar stories.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, as broadcasters, important to make sure you always know when you're on the mic, right? And when you're not.
Yeah, this speaks to us for sure.
For sure. If you can manage to make it through the day without talking crap about seagulls on a hot mic, then you're doing okay.
What did the seagulls do?
So listen, the Colorado Avalanche hockey team play-by-play announcer Mark Moser. He was caught on mic before a broadcast just ranting about the seagulls. Apparently, a seagull flew down and snatched his sausage McMuffin out of his hand, which explains a little bit why he was mad.
Dude, that seagull. Oh, my God. Ah, dirty b-. I don't even know. Like the seagulls that live at the dump here in Colorado, like, where do they live? Where's their house? First, I want to know where the seagulls live. They don't live in a nest. They have webbed feet. They have to live on the ground.
So that was all gone on Mike before the broadcast. And I love his voice. He reminds me of Brian from Family Guy a little bit.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Dude, that seagull. Oh, my God. Ah, dirty. I don't even know. Like the seagulls that live at the dump here in Colorado.
So anyway.
He's mad. He's like, what's their purpose?
I know.
Other than to steal my sandwich.
Yeah, he's like, seagulls in Colorado? Maybe, yeah. I could understand if it were a coastal city, but this.
Right.
Right, right. Exactly. So.
That's great.
Again, very important to know when you're on and when you're not on mic.
Bless his heart. It could have been worse.
It could have been way worse, for sure.
Do you want to share your moment?
Oh, of us when we're teaching a bunch of students at... Wait. Okay. Wait.
Well, that's not the one. That is one, though. Oh, that's more of make sure you're putting in clean versions of songs into the system. So okay. When they play for the first time in front of a classroom of kids, it's not the naughty version.
Okay, I've done that, too.
Okay, that's a different lesson.
Oh, wait.
For the hot mic, remember?
Yeah.
We were off the air. We were recording some promos, you know, like, hey, coming up tomorrow on the show. We're just kind of kicking around some ideas.
Yeah, and one of the ideas I had come up with was that, hey, let's try to get Mike Marshall, who was our traffic reporter at the time, get him to say blanking.
Right.
And then Kelly was like,
fun with it. Like, ha, let's ha, take ha. This word and the Tuesday traffic word of the day. Like, this would be funny.
Yeah. And then Kelly like laughs and then we do our thing. And then I kind of noticed that we're off the air and I put us on the air and it still didn't click. And so I used
went to the bathroom.
I used the restroom and that where is where it clicked you? Because I started getting text messages, Facebook messages. Is Ben okay? Ben, did you just say the F word? And our consultant was listening. It got to our operations manager like immediately.
We had a meeting that day noon with our consultant. He was in town. He already had it remixed to a hot beat by the time we had our meeting.
Our VP of programming heard about it. I mean, it went up the chain fast. So again, we know and we feel this.
How are you not fired?
Deep level. This is very true. As many station vehicles as I've wrecked, as many times as I've sworn on the air, I mean, like, you're right. I don't know.
Oopsies.
Yeah. So again, that's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Stupid question, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
First of all, do you know your five senses?
My five senses?
Uh-huh.
Yes. You have sight and hearing and smell, taste, touch.
Yes. Smell, hearing, taste, touch, sight. Yes, you got it.
Yes.
So if you had the power, if you could gain the power to switch on and off one of your senses at will, which would it be?
Hearing.
Is it because of me?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes. Okay. Well, you know, when kids and husbands and dogs and everything, they wrestle and they get crazy and it's loud. Like those moments, I could just be like, boop.
You're like, you know what? I'm going to live in silence for a little bit.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. In certain chaotic moments, I would like to just go boop.
Yeah, you know what? Hearing, that may be on my list.
And don't get me wrong. I love, you know, obviously.
All five senses.
I don't take for granted.
No. And that's not what this is trying to do. No, it's just a like I said, stupid question. This poll that asked people, that was second on the list.
What was the first?
Smell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There are certain smells that are not good.
Yeah.
You'd like to not smell those.
But then with smell, that leads to taste. Like, you need to smell in order to really taste things.
You do. So just turn it off when you're not eating.
They're really, I was going to say that they're really connected, those two, smelling and tasting. I would probably say for me, I think smell would be the sense. If I could turn it off and on at will, like if I had a little button on my body, that would be like,
sure.
Boop.
Like if you know you're going to make the smells that are not pleasant, you could just be like, turn this off.
I'd tell my wife, listen, turn off your nose. Turn it off.
That would be nice.
I wish I could tell my wife that.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Because people in my house always seem to find their way into the restroom while I'm in there. So, you know, it is what it is. I get it. I get it. But yes, the majority of people said smell, then hearing, then taste and touch. And only 1% of those polled said sight.
It's pretty important.
Well, yeah, and we also have eyelids, too. A majority of us have eyelids. So
You
can do that.
You can close your eyes and turn it off for a second.
Right, on your own. So, all right, like I said, stupid question here this morning. But you say hearing. I said smell. So
I might switch to smell after hearing your argument. I kind of forgot about the unpleasant smells. Way worse than loud chaos in the house.
I get it. Kelly, I'm an influencer. I understand.
You are. You absolutely influenced my decision just now.
I understand, you know?
Hang your hat on that.
I remember we had a DM from a listener a few weeks ago talking about this random first date that she went on to a funeral. Was that what it was?
Yes.
A funeral of like...
an old friend.
Yeah, exactly. And she was like, that was a kind of a crazy first date. So there's this Reddit thread that popped up of just weird places in general guys have taken you on dates. Not necessarily first date, but just dates. And some of the highlights, man, you will like shake your head. For example, guy drove to a Taco Bell parking lot. And on a date with a female, they watched the animated movie Sausage Party.
Oh, gosh.
On his phone.
Oh, wow.
In the Taco Bell parking lot.
Okay. Dream date. Hashtag dream date.
Right. Guy picked up a lady for dinner after she chose the restaurant. Then he drove the wrong direction for 30 minutes before she said anything. It turned out he didn't know where the place was, but didn't actually want to admit it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, you know, guys get a bad rap for not wanting to ask for directions. And it's because of guys like that.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
You know, come up with a plan A. Know where that plan is located, B.
Mm-hmm. Another one. I was taken to a Chinese restaurant to pick up food he ordered for himself. Didn't ask me if I wanted anything. Then back to his house. So basically, I watched him eat his food, and then his mom came home. I asked to be taken home after that.
Worst day ever. Oh, that's not good at all. Oh, that's so selfish. He didn't even think to ask her if she wanted anything?
No. No.
Oh, that is dating 101. You eat together.
I mean, okay, so maybe it's, again, interpretations of the word date. Maybe she thinks she's going on a date and he's thinking, you know.
He doesn't realize it.
Yeah. And he just doesn't know. He was apparently supposed to take this woman bowling for a date.
Uh-huh.
So she was looking forward to it, right? Uh-huh. Instead, decided to take her to his mom's house to help decorate his mom's bedroom.
That's weird. Oh, that's weird. That's a first date? Oh, yeah, no. Uh-uh.
Nope. Then got one from Elena here on text. Met him at his apartment. His friends were all there. Then we went to a comic book store with his friends.
Oh, God.
Well, that's one way to know if the lady you're seeing is a comic book aficionado or not.
Is she interested in my hobby?
Right. And you know what? It's good to know early, right? Good to know right. Early. Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.7 EJX. Sasha, our listener, has a new boss and an issue, and we'll get into that next in her DMs on 99.7 DJX. At Ben and Kelly Show, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you can always DM us. We'll turn around and toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Yep, so Sasha said, hey, Ben and Kelly, got a question. 3 months ago, I got a new boss. She thinks highly of my work, but she has a habit that drives me up the wall. She'll use a relatively common word and then immediately supply the definition.
Okay.
The annoying part is that they are words that any high school senior would know.
Oh.
For example, I don't mind a little frivolity in meetings, followed by that means I don't care if everyone gets a little silly. And at first I ignored it, then gave cold replies. Mm-hmm. I see, ... Then tried sarcasm. Mm-hmm. Nothing seems to work. I've spoken with coworkers and reply is generally something like, oh yeah, that's just X being X.
Okay.
So if I bring this up with HR, I'm worried I will sound petty. That means my complaint won't seem very important. You see how annoying that is?
Am I the only one that like doesn't see an issue?
Yeah, I don't see an issue either, because there may be a word she uses and maybe you don't know what that means. And then you'll learn.
I mean, what if I have to look up what frivolity means?
Exactly.
I mean, let's not try to act like we're so smart that maybe we understand everything. I don't know.
I take it as an opportunity for learning because, again, there may be a word that she uses that maybe you have no idea what that means. And then you're going to be a little lost as to what she meant by that.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. I don't think it's a problem.
I think you are being petty. Like, I don't think this is an HR situation. I think you just kind of let it go. Just let it roll off your back. If you already know what that word means and you feel like that's a little condescending pat on the head, then so be it.
She's not doing it because she thinks you're dumb.
That's the way you're taking it. I think you're taking it as, you know, are you thinking that we're so stupid that we don't know what that means? So you have to explain it every single time.
Exactly. And I mean, I think what's interesting is she said something in her DM to us where she's like, sometimes I'll say, I see, followed by an ellipsis, you know, the three dots, which I heard from someone who worked with us recently that can be very offensive.
Like, really?
Yeah, yes, that has tone to it. Huh. I didn't know that. I use the three dots all the time.
I do too.
She was explaining to us, so-and-so did this and then put three dots on the end. And then I was just offended because blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Offended? Hang on. I didn't know three dots meant that was something
we're
to be taken.
We're getting offended by grammar?
Yes.
That's what we're doing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because apparently that has tone. So, you know, maybe your boss. So my whole point in saying that is maybe your boss sees your replies as I see dot, 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 and is like, she's using tone with me.
You know what? I will say that if someone responds to a text message and just uses a period instead of an explanation point, I'm like, oh. I get a little, like, that's not as enthusiastic as I was hoping for. Like, if someone just says, that's fine, and then just period, I'm like, oh. Is it really, though?
Okay, period. Do we have to put exclamation points on the end of everything?
Yes, if it's a bright, happy tone, like, yes, that just kind of, it's a nice tone. I feel like an exclamation point automatically means nice tone. I'll even use emojis. I probably way overuse emojis just because, again, I like to convey happiness and positivity in text.
Elena says the ellipsis can come across as being kind of jerk mode.
Really?
I didn't know that.
I just was kind of like, there's other things I want to say, but I don't have time to say it right now.
That is crazy.
Or like, there's more, but I'm not going to bore you with that right now, kind of a thing.
So, Sasha, I mean, I appreciate you reaching out to us. I think that it's a little much for you to...
If that's your worst problem with this boss at work, I think you're fine. Take it for what it is. If you already know these big words, you're already going to be there when she immediately gives the meaning.
Then feel like you're in the inner circle if you already know the big words, right? Janetta says, when she uses a word, light up and say, ooh, I know what that means, while simultaneously raising your hand. Again, it's a boss, though. Do we want to
call her out on it?
Yeah.
Shauna said, ask her, hey, just curious as to why you give me the definition of certain words as you say them. Mm-hmm. Or do you even realize that you're doing that? Openness and honesty goes a long way.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And I agree with a lot of people who are commenting. This is not an HR issue. So
right. Yeah. And it is a little petty. But maybe as you get to know this boss a little bit more and maybe you develop more of a rapport, then maybe you could bring it up and just like, hey, do you realize you do that? We know those words. And maybe you can get to the point where you can have that kind of a conversation coming off as super petty.
I was going to say, even that
aggressive,
like, sounds like you're being petty.
It does.
A little extra.
It does. On the grand scheme of things, of issues that people could have with bosses.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is really low, like, count your blessings.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Sasha, hopefully that helps. All right, that's diving into the DMs. If you have anything to contribute or to add to, feel free, text or call 502-795-1997.
If you go down the comments on Facebook, there are others that are just like, Aaron, that's obnoxious. I call her out on it. Do it back to her. Ask her why. Tell her you graduated elementary school and know the meaning of words.
Oh my gosh.
You get fired, then all the better.
If you get fired, then all the better. People are not helping.
There's a variety of opinions on this.
All right. 795-1997. I really feel like after reading some of the comments that if you ever do ask for our help with anything, you take everything that is said with a grain of salt because you've got to sift through about 90% of sarcasm just to get to a couple nuggets of actual truth and reality.
Well,
and life experience, because that's always the thing. We toss that out there thinking maybe someone has been in this similar situation and you can, you know, provide some expertise.
But people have no regard for your job. We had Sasha reach out and was like, hey, my boss is just kind of doing this annoying thing where she literally explains these words that she uses in sentences right after she uses them. And I'm like,
and it feels very condescending, like, you know, she thinks we're too dumb to know what she's talking about.
Right, exactly. It's just like, Steven, ask her if she's preparing for a spelling bee. Get a little notebook from Walgreens, start writing down all the things she says. And when she asks what you're doing, you can say you're writing a dictionary for her.
You know what? Maybe by the time Christmas rolls around, they'll have a good rapport with her, right? And then maybe you can have like a little office spelling bee. And
Christmas then right,
keep track of all these words and then just maybe have a little surprise or a little spelling bee. That might be fun.
I mean, hopefully you can have that sort of relationship with your boss. And maybe it's just the fact that she's 3 months in and you're learning about her, her personality and all that stuff. And you're just not gelling. I don't know.
But if it's just this, don't let it get contentious over this. And this is what I mean by contentious. Awkward or, you know.
Exactly. But don't look at the Facebook comments and sit there and go, oh, maybe I'll do that. Because they are going to get you fired.
Yes.
Oh, shoot. All right, cool. Well, anyways, thank you for reaching out, Sasha. And
what we're saying is sometimes the advice isn't dispensed with a lot of gentle tone.
Right.
Sometimes they just get a little brutal. This is the dumbest thing I've ever read in a long time.
I know, exactly. Look, finding everlasting love is tough.
It is hard. And when you find it, but you didn't seize the moment, get a name or number, how else are you supposed to spend forever together?
Yeah, so that's why we scour the internet. We look for the people who just need that second chance at that first impression with missed connections.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections.
May I?
Yeah, sure.
Ladies first, woman for man. Naughty at a funeral.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Already I'm uncomfortable.
Okay.
I'm looking for the guy that I had a special moment with at my uncle's funeral 2 weeks ago.
What'd it say?
Do I have to? I am looking for the guy that I boinked at my uncle's funeral 2 weeks ago. We were sitting next to each other and you started caressing my leg while trying to comfort me.
Aw.
You told me that I was beautiful, and the next thing I knew, we were walking to the bathroom.
Oh.
I'm really worried because you never did say how you knew my uncle, and I'm kind of freaking out that we could be related. If not, I thought maybe we could continue where we left off.
What?
Maybe it was because it was taboo, but it was hot.
Oh, wow.
I don't think the funeral director knew what to think when we walked out of the bathroom together.
Oh.
Anyways, hope I hear from you. Let me know the color of the Band-Aid on my hip so I know it's you.
It's random.
It's intimate knowledge. Nobody else would know that.
You're right. Just all right. The guy at the funeral.
It's a good test. All right.
Okay.
It's romantic, right?
You're right. When you boil it down, he's just trying to comfort her in a time of sorrow.
And she's probably thinking, you know what? My uncle would be like, get it, girl.
Yeah, that's right. All right, it's
Craigslist missed connections.
A man for woman titled At the Park Around Noon. My day began pretty normal. Wake up, eat cereal, pull on jeans, call in sick to work, and head out. Turns out my roommate, that lackluster butt hat, dirty water, waste of space and air, decided to break up edibles in my cereal in hopes that I would eat it and then go to work super high.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that was a lot in that sentence.
Well, it worked, and it was.
Oh gosh.
So much so I could taste colors and touch emotions.
Oh, wow.
Accepting the fact that I was lucid dreaming, I got half naked and wet myself while running down the street. Don't judge me, please. I arrived at the park with a half-eaten frozen pop and one can of PBR.
Wow.
By the way, if you know how I got these things, please let me know. And if I robbed a store, I'm sorry and I will repay you.
Oh my gosh. Oh gosh.
I saw you almost immediately and tried to make my move. You were beautiful.
Yeah.
Eyes more beautiful than a tinfoil wrapped Cancun super burrito and skin graffitied like a side street mural.
That is really descriptive.
I would go vegan, fair trade, local, organic for you.
Oh, wow.
But things didn't work out in my favor.
Uh-oh.
As I approached to drop my finest pickup lines, I tripped and fell.
Oh, gosh.
I must have hit my head on a rock because I woke up in the grass face down and you were gone.
Oh, wow. Ouchie.
If you remember seeing a clumsy boy knock himself out, I'd love to take you to dinner. Also, if you know who went through my pockets while I was unconscious, I would really appreciate that, too. I'm missing an iPod filled with Celine Dion's greatest hits. Signed, Joseph.
Oh, no. Joseph Poor is Joseph. Missing his tunes. And, oh, that's tragic.
And he missed out on love thanks to his lackluster, butt-hat, dirty water, waste of space roommate.
Oh, my gosh. That's just a all-around tragedy. And he might have robbed a store. We're not sure.
We're
that.
Not exactly sure. Out. So again, whether you had fun at a funeral, but you're not really sure if you're related or not, or you think you might have met your future wife at a park, but couldn't get her name or number.
I forgot to ask, was he still half naked at that point by the time he got to the park? I'm assuming he was.
Possibly.
Okay.
It can only be one thing, and that is Craigslist missed connection. Now, Kelly, you actually saw this on Facebook, right?
It was inspired by a friend who kind of posted about, you know, when you cut the grilled cheese the wrong way and the toddler has a meltdown because, you know, that totally changes the way the sandwich tastes, right?
Right, for sure.
So, and then I just kind of thought, all right, so, you know, there have been many, many, many situations where parents have shared stories like this. So I kind of Googled it and found many articles that shared some fantastic social media posts from parents. Number one, life is so tough when you can't pick up the book you want because you're sitting on it.
Oh.
This little kid like crying, sitting on top of the book.
Yeah.
You can't figure out, why can't I pick this up?
Right, exactly.
Or she wanted ravioli for dinner. I made ravioli for dinner. She didn't want ravioli for dinner.
You know what? Tastes change.
Exactly. Like, listen, that was 15 minutes ago.
That's funny.
He wants to get on the bus. The bus on TV.
Yeah, can't do that, buddy.
Right, yeah. Oh, gosh, you can just see the agony in this little girl's face. She just realized Darth Vader is the bad guy.
Oh, no.
And she's holding a Darth Vader-like stuffed pillow doll.
You can just say misunderstood.
Right. He's just misunderstood. And another reason. I didn't allow her to touch our dog's poop.
reason the toddler threw a temper tantrum.
Oh, gosh. This one, oh, this is aggressive as well. I flushed my poop before he could see it.
Oh, no. Oh, he just wanted to check it out. Make sure you were all right, Mom.
Why are you not sharing? Why are you not sharing?
I got a text from Aubrey. My daughter got mad because I told her to put pants on. At the same time, my oldest got mad because I asked her to poop on the potty instead of the dog's dish.
Oh my gosh.
To be fair, sometimes they look the same.
Oh, the poor dog.
Got another one from Mindy. My toddler had a complete meltdown, lost her absolute brain because her banana broke in half. Nothing made the situation better until she had a new banana.
Oh my God. That banana's broken. That is broken. Don't come at me with that banana. That is broken.
Oh my gosh. That is funny.
This is so fantastic.
Miranda said, my toddler has regular tantrums because I won't let her dig through the garbage can. Oh, these are so like, yes, of course. Right.
Oh my gosh. So I got a text from Rhonda. My grandson threw a fit one time because he went a different direction to his dad's house. He said we were going the wrong way, that we had to turn right to go to his dad's. He cried and screamed all the way until we got there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not the right way, Grandma.
Got a message from Jacqueline who said, well, my daughter was three. She had a meltdown because I gave our dog a carrot that apparently she wanted to give him. I didn't know. Nor did I announce I was giving him a carrot. She just saw him eating it and had a major meltdown.
another text. My son had a complete meltdown because we had to wake up on Christmas morning to open the present Santa had brought.
Listen.
Is this the one child that didn't want to do that?
This is the reason we play little kid drunk adult.
Oh, 1,000%.
Toddlers are absolute wild. They are feral and they have...
Feral. That is the one perfect adjective for toddlers, I think. They're just feral.
Yeah, right.
You just never know what you're going to get any given moment. One from Amy. She said, my toddler wanted two fries. My friend decided to take the original fry out of his hand and tore it in half. Gave it back. Meltdown. Just couldn't see the genius compromise going on right there.
Jackie said, stepson threw a fit because he wanted spaghetti and sauce, and we were out of spaghetti, so I made it with macaroni. Yeah.
It's completely different.
It is. Different taste.
It's a completely different pasta product.
Absolutely.
Katie said, speaking of kids being feral, we have our kids nicknamed Chaos and Havoc. Oh, <my God. laughs> Oh, there's so many. Oh, gosh. Katie said, I have twin nieces who are now 8, but when they were in the potty training stage, one of my nieces insisted on pooping like the dogs poop in the yard. So for about a month, the only way she'd poop was in the backyard with the dogs.
I mean,
she said, I'm glad to report that she now poops like people do on the potty. That's great. That's great progress.
That's funny. That's funny. Pam said, when my daughter was 3, she had a meltdown on the way home when we convinced her to release out the window the stink bug she had named Norman. Cried the whole way home. Listen, I understand. You make friends.
Listen, she found a new pet.
That's right.
I just don't understand why he can't live with us forever and forever.
All right, that's good stuff. If you've got one you'd like to text in, a hilarious reason your toddler threw a temper tantrum. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 EJX. Coming up next is that fun little adventure on whether or not the weird story you hear is the result of being drunk or because you're just a little kid. Little kid, drunk adult, coming up next. We're going to play little kid or drunk adult. Let's introduce you to Cynthia, calling us from Georgetown. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Okay, so Cynthia has brown hair, drives a Chevy Tahoe, has been married for 4 years, but has been engaged for 18.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. You were engaged for 18 years?
I was enjoying my engagement.
Okay. Kicking the tires a little longer than normal?
Yes, ma'am.
I love it.
You just had to make sure.
It worked out, though.
You had to make sure.
Just to make sure.
Yeah, I did. You're exactly right.
Okay.
Cynthia is an animal lover, has one dog. Now, what kind of dog do you have?
I have a lab.
Oh, love labs.
We had a yellow lab.
Yeah. They're special dogs.
She is so smart.
Okay.
That's great. Well, I had a dumb
dog. I was going to say, I feel
how's
like
Fiona?
50-50.
On the smart scale.
Yeah, my dog Fiona is kind of just a bumbling oaf. You know, I mean.
Thank goodness they're cute.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
All right. Well, Cynthia, thank you for calling. Thank you for playing and listening. And Kelly, describe the game.
Okay, so the game is really brilliant in concept. You're going to hear a story, and you have to try to figure out if it happened when they were a little kid or a drunk adult. And it's really, really, really difficult. They share a lot of behaviors, turns out.
Cynthia, I'm assuming you've had experience with both.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. First one, little kid or drunk adult.
I stole a tractor and drove it to Walmart to buy more donuts for my friend.
Oh. All right.
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult, okay. Oh.
Already.
All right.
I love that sentence. I don't even think I need to hear the story. I'm happy right now.
All right, Kelly, what do you think? Cynthia says drunk adult.
I think drunk adults.
All right, you both say drunk adult.
Uh-huh. A little kid.
He was a little kid.
Oh, my gosh.
I grew up in a small town, and there were frequently several tractors at all times in the Super Walmart parking lot.
Okay.
That makes sense. Dad's not going to mind. It's going to be fine. I love it.
Okay, so you're 0-1, Cynthia. This is how this game works.
I bet the donuts were delicious.
I bet they were. All right, here we go. Little kid or drunk adult?
While walking down the aisle with over 200 guests at the wedding, I ripped a loud one that echoed through the church.
Ah. Ooh. All right.
Little kid.
I feel like that's a little kid, too. Like maybe had a role in the wedding. Yeah.
Let's hope. Yeah.
Let's flower see. Girl.
Okay, yeah, Flower Girl. That's what it is. All right.
Yeah, probably.
All right, Cynthia, let's see.
I was a little kid.
Yes, you got it. You knew. Uh-huh.
I was the flower girl at my cousin's wedding. Yes. And at the time, I was 4, and we didn't realize I was lactose intolerant. And I had a big bowl of cereal for breakfast, and the milk did me in.
Oh.
It's still talked about to this day, and I'm now 25.
No. Oh, wow. Oh, she had milk toots. Man. Oh, that is, oh.
And Cynthia, wow. Have you ever done something as a kid that is still talked about years later?
Oh, yeah. I've done a lot of things.
Any of them radio friendly?
In middle school, I stole my friend's mom's car. We drove to go buy makeup, and we got caught because we put too much gas in it.
Dang, Cynthia, you need to call back and leave that for a little kid or drunk adult. My gosh.
You can star in this bit in a different way.
You can star in this bit. Oh, Cynthia, that's great. All right, last one.
I had to go to the hospital for putting a firework in my butt.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh,
my God. Did you say little kid, Cynthia?
Yeah, totally little kid.
Okay. I mean, we're all curious at some point, right?
Right.
No, we're not. No, that's not a blanket statement you can make. We are all not curious about that.
Like,
no.
I'm not the only one with my hand in the air.
You are.
Oh.
1,000%.
All right, well, I don't really have my hand in the air then. All right, never mind. Never mind.
I'm going to say drunk adult because I feel like a kid's going to be smarter than that. Like, I feel like maybe I was like, hey, what if I light it out of my butt kind of
listen,
a situation, home of
being. Listen, Kelly and Cynthia, maybe you've had experience with this too, but when I was a little kid, I had a friend, Jamie Britt.
No.
We would get bottle rockets and we would shoot them at each other out of bottles. We would like shoot them at each other. And we tried to hit each other.
Oh my goodness. So were your parents? How did you survive?
I'm just saying this is a possibility. All right? All right.
Oh my God.
So Cynthia, did you say little kid? I'm sorry. I didn't even hear it.
Yes. All right, little kid.
All right. So Cynthia said.
I'm a drunk adult.
All right. What was it?
I was a drunk adult.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Too much tequila on the 4th of July. I ended up putting a bottle rocket in my butt, and yeah, it exploded.
Well, I'm guessing he wasn't that injured because he's telling the story, but oh my gosh.
Well, you know how bottle rockets shoot off, right? So there's just that little, like, stick that I'm sure, I'm sure that's where he stuck it. And then it was the, I'm sorry, I'm like using my hand to demonstrate.
No, we don't need to play by play. Stop it.
And it's the flame probably burnt him. That's what I'm assuming. Well, Cynthia, you didn't do very well, but we're going to give you tickets anyways, all right?
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome. All right, Cynthia.
No, but seriously, it sounds like you have some stories you can call back and like send us a little voice note. Email it.
Or just,
Ben and Kelly Show.
I was going to say, just email your little kid drunk adult stories, Cynthia, because we'd love to feature you. On the
Ben,
other,
okay.
on the-
I feel like you need to send yours in, too.
All right, well, Cynthia, congratulations. Hang on, we're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, heaven.
Yeah, by the way, if you want to be a part of this bit, the real star of the show... Uh-huh. Send us your story, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
It's okay? At this time we need to give a PSA. Let's not, with the 4th of July holiday approaching, let's not stick bottle rockets up our butt or shoot them at each other, okay?
I mean, unless you really, really want to.
No!
So maybe you've seen these videos going around on TikTok. They're kind of gaining some steam and some momentum, kind of going viral, but it's husband calling. And
this is bizarre.
Yeah, and a lot of people are like, hang on, is this real? And the answer to that is yes, and you have to thank the Iowa State Fair for that.
The husband calling contest.
Yeah, and so I guess every year these women get up on stage, go up to a microphone, and demonstrate their unique way of summoning their husbands.
Bob, hurry up, I don't want to be late. Robert Dean! Robert Dean!
When the middle name comes out, man.
Oh, you know it. She's serious.
Dean, my darling.
She's calling him one life like a dog.
And she's like singing. She's making a song out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Irving!
Oh my God.
Irving! Are we ringing a bell too? Oh, wow.
She's got some hang time.
Maybe I need to try this at the house. I'll even like rope in my kids, like, Michael, dinner time, Jacob, Ava, come eat some dinner.
This is, so if you've seen Husband Calling on TikTok, it's real.
Daryl, dinner's ready. Daryl, dinner's ready. Daryl! Oh my God.
Daryl.
She wins. She gets all the votes.
Oh, that is funny. That is funny. No, it's a thing. And they do. They rank them like they give them placements too.
Daryl! Roy? Roy? Roy!
She's kind of warming up with that one.
Can you hear me? The first time.
Right?
You get yourself in here right now!
Oh, wow. If my name's Roy, I am listening.
Come on! You know you're going to be late again. Roy! Roy, 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 Roy!
That was a winner right there.
This has an aspect of Mom! Meatloaf!
Yeah. So, again, yeah, if you're seeing these videos of the husband calling going around TikTok, it's a real thing.
Listen, if there's prizes, I'm joining in.
Oh, that's funny.
I'll make one today and upload it if I can get some prizes.
All right, that's good. That's good. Yeah, and we'll tweet out the video. You can see it too at Ben and Kelly Show. So, you know, you are sitting there at the bar, just, you know, having your little cosmopolitan, and guy walks up to you and he's like, "Hey, I saw you sitting there and I think you're pretty and I'd like to buy you a drink." And you're like, "Wow, oh my gosh. Well, okay then." And I'll have another barkeep. And so the bartender brings over another Cosmo for you, and you guys kind of get to talking, and he's like, "Hey, can I text you sometime?" And you're like, "Sure." Just an example of the age old, like, "Hey, what's your phone number?" You know, the exchange of phone numbers, right?
Right. Used to write it on a napkin. Now it's like, guy can just hand you his phone, say, "Hey, put your number in here."
Yeah, but think about, what's the most creative way you've given out your phone number or been asked to get your phone number? Because this is trending right now. A woman named Jackie. Now, she's from Austin, Texas, or at least has an Austin, Texas area code, right?
Uh-huh.
Gave this guy her number at a bar. But what she did was leave out 2 digits on purpose.
Oh, gosh.
And wrote, "Trust me, I'm worth it."
So it's going to make him try to figure out those 2 missing digits by going through all the possible combinations?
She said, "Yeah, trust me, I'm worth it." Basically, she just wanted to see if he'd go through the hassle of figuring out what those numbers were. Apparently, there are about 100 possible combinations. But,
oh, my gosh.
So it's like, you know, she says, call me, 512, and then like 3-1-2-0-4, you know, Jackie and whatever. And so the reason we know this is his cousin has a very active Twitter account and posts the screenshot of the text message conversation.
Oh my gosh.
And so then he's like, "Hey, so what'd you do?" And so apparently his cousin, the guy who got the number, sends him a photo of all of the different telephone combinations written down on notebook paper.
He was putting in the work. Good for him.
Yeah. And so
that would go far. If I'm Jackie, that goes far in my book.
Well, apparently it did, because we do have an update, because yesterday his cousin posted again. Jackie apparently saw the post go viral, DM'd the cousin, the guy who's got, you know, the big reach on social media, and told her there were still around 50 numbers to try. And her response was, "He may not be as clever as he thinks. Give me his number. I'm taking over this operation."
Yep, that's like, you know, he's earned it.
Yeah, he's earned it. So
he's earned it. We're getting in touch.
I'm going to give him a call. Yeah.
It's go time.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. I know. So
I like that.
We tweeted it out, by the way. If you want to see it, at Ben and Kelly Show.
That's genius.
So, like, for you, Kelly, was there ever any, like, real creative way that a guy asked you for your number?
Well, I'll be honest. My husband had to go through something similar because after our first date, he lost his phone. And so he had to literally, this was back when you kind of had to get a printout of your bill and all the numbers that you called and started calling all the numbers to see which one was mine.
Oh, wow.
And that's why I didn't hear from him for a week. And I was just like, well, I thought we had a nice date. I wonder what's up with that guy.
Oh.
And then he got in touch with me. And for a while, I was like, I don't know if I believe that story. Oh, but yeah, that's what happened.
That's,
I was like, really?
That's funny.
He went through some work.
That's funny.
And that proved to me he was a good guy.
All right. Let us know if you've got a fun story of how you got a number or you gave a number out to, you know, a person. We'd love to hear it because this is so creative. And like I said, we've tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show. Have you ever been on the receiving end of a butt dial where you heard something you weren't supposed to? We'll get to some of your stories here in just a quick sec.
And tell ours right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a legendary one that has been floating around. At this point, it's urban legend because it's probably been over 10 years since it happened here at the radio station, right?
Yes, it did happen, though. So our former boss accidentally butt dialed the account executive that he was talking to his coworker about.
Yeah, I mean, not like, oh, so-and-so is a great person.
No,
dress
it wasn't
is
flattering.
Nice.
It wasn't a flattering conversation.
Smells good.
No, wasn't any of that.
Yeah, he definitely butt dialed him and was talking crap. And
yep.
The account executive didn't answer the phone. It was on the voicemail. And so,
so he had a recording of it.
Yeah, so our
you
boss
back.
Literally was in closed door meetings with this account executive. I guess they worked it all out because no one ended up getting fired. But yeah, that is an awkward situation. You know?
I'm so surprised that the account executive didn't quit. I would have been like, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out.
Immediately?
Yep. Yeah. There's proof you're talking about me behind my back. I'm out.
Got a message from a listener. Accidentally called my mom while I was talking to a friend about our plans to start selling
the wacky tobacco. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Oh dang.
I drove up to her work, asked to borrow her phone, dialed her voicemail, and you could hear everything clear as day. She just looked confused, but I told her I accidentally pocket dialed her talking about her birthday and had to delete the message.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
That was a close call for sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, shoot. I got another message from a listener who said, I once got a 7-minute voicemail from a high school teacher of mine.
Oh,
in which he was high with a few other teachers from my school. Listening to them giggle like children and talk about kids from our classes was probably the funniest thing I've heard in my 4 years of high school.
Oh my gosh.
The next day, he pulled me aside at the beginning of class and all but begged that I delete the message. He was a cool guy, and that could have probably cost him his job, so I did.
How did he have his student's number?
I have no idea.
That's crazy.
Oh my gosh, that is too much. And then
those two scenarios could have gotten him in big trouble.
Well, for sure. These are butt dialing confessions here. And then finally, a friend of mine was jokingly complaining about her boyfriend to a group of friends. She was very much in love with him, but was saying things like, Andrew chews with his mouth open.
Oh,
or
no, just like nitpicking on stupid stuff.
Yeah, or Andrew can be a bit of a creep sometimes, you know, all in jest, right? But at the end of this like little tirade, our listener says, she realized that she had dialed not him.
No.
But her boss.
No.
Who also happened to be named Andrew.
Oh, gosh! Oh, no! So, boss thought she was talking about him. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh, right?
Oh, did she get fired?
I don't know.
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, that is so fun. All right.
Oh, wow.
if you've got a story, we'd love to hear them, all right?
Yep, 502-795-1997.